Did God create living things supernaturally, as described in the Bible, or did he use evolution as so many people now believe? That's the subject we'll explore on today's Creation Moment. And now, our host, Paul Taylor.
Nearly 50% of the people in the United States, including many Christians, believe that God did indeed create all things. Unfortunately, they believe he used evolution as his instrument of creation. Christians often adopt this idea because they are unaware that there are thousands of scientists who believe that God created the entire universe supernaturally in 6 days. Many are unaware that good scientific reasons exist to accept God's work of creating, just as it is described in the Bible. While it doesn't get much media attention, the work being done by these creation scientists is challenging evolutionism. The work of creationists has appeared in scientific journals. Scientists who believe the truth of the Bible's account of creation are involved in the professional scientific dialogue that continually goes on among science professionals. At seminars conducted by these scientists, I have heard smiling, joyful people telling everyone they saw, "I didn't know that the Bible offered an intelligent alternative to evolution. I didn't know there were so many well-educated scientists who were creationists." What I've heard today shows me that I can be a more faithful follower of my Lord Jesus Christ and give up belief in evolution. There are no facts that determine that an educated person accepts evolution as a fact. The testimony of thousands of believing scientists confirms this. The instrument of God's creation was not natural law, but his Son, who took up our form upon himself in the person of Jesus Christ for our salvation.
Did you know that Creation Moments is on Twitter? Follow our Twitter feed to hear and read our latest episode every weekday. Plus, on every Saturday, you'll get a new Scrambled Scriptures word search puzzle your whole family will enjoy.